top Republican and Democratic congressional leaders were to receive an evening briefing on Venezuela from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Speaking ahead of the briefing, Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Congress and the American people have lots of questions about what the Trump administration plans are for Venezuela.
Most importantly, what the hell does Donald Trump mean when he says the United States now intends to run Venezuela? Does this mean we're now in the business of nation-building Venezuela? Are we going to put troops on the ground? How many? Where? And how much will it cost?
Schumer said President Trump had broken his promise to voters to end U.S. involvement in endless wars. He said the Senate would vote this week on bipartisan legislation invoking the War Powers Act.
The next step for Congress is clear. We must stop Trump's folly by invoking the War Powers Act.
The measure would bar further U.S. military action in Venezuela without congressional authorization. It's co-sponsored by Democratic Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and California's Adam Schiff and Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. In a written statement this weekend, Schiff said that in the weeks leading up to Saturday's early morning U.S. seizure of President Nicolas Maduro, he and others had warned that the true motive of U.S. naval action off the Venezuelan coast was not drug interdiction, but regime change in an oil-rich nation. The House failed to pass a War Powers resolution last month. Senate Republicans voted down a War Powers measure in November. And Trump apparently has an appetite for further military action after the abduction of Maduro was carried out with no U.S. casualties or loss of military equipment. Trump said in a weekend interview with The Atlantic that we, quote, do need Greenland, absolutely. He doubled down in remarks to reporters, adding, quote, let's talk about Greenland in 20 days. The prime minister of Denmark, which maintains partial governance of Greenland, blasted Trump's comments and warned of catastrophic consequences that would ensue. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said the administration needs to be reined in by Congress.
And there is no military action that should be taken in Venezuela, in Greenland, in Panama, in Canada, in Cuba, or anywhere else on this globe without explicit approval by the United States Congress. That's our position. And we're going to work hard to make sure that we pass the legislation necessary to deal with an administration that is clearly out of control.
But Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott said he would welcome further regime change. At a Miami event with members of the Venezuelan community, Scott said with Venezuelan President Maduro removed from power, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel could be next, but not the last.
The fight's not over, but we're going to get there, and this is the beginning of freedom and liberty all across Latin America. It starts with Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, Colombia, all across Latin America. So thanks, everybody, for being here.
Congress approved the War Powers Act in 1973 after the disastrous Vietnam War. But in the subsequent 50-plus years, numerous presidents, both Republicans and Democrats, have taken the U.S. to war without congressional authorization. The ultimate cost? Trillions of U.S. dollars and more than a million lives lost, counting both U.S. soldiers and foreign fighters and civilians. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.